The final coach on the teleconference is Maryland's DJ Durkin. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions. Hello, Coach. If you want to make some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Finished practice 13 yesterday. Looking forward to our spring game here this coming Saturday. I think it's been a good spring for us, obviously installing a new offense. I think it's really gone well. Matt Canada's done a great job installing and teaching our guys. They picked up on it well. They've really bought in. And so we're looking forward here to a great offseason, great summer, and get things kicked off.
Thank you, Coach. We'll take questions now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue following two prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Don Marcus, Baltimore Sun.
Hey, DJ.
Hey, Don. How are you?
I'm good. Is there a position group that would you say has made the most progress as a group this spring?
Yeah, you know, I mean, Don, I don't know. I mean, obviously, each group in its own way, I really feel has made some good progress. I think we're really hanging our hat on probably two groups, at least speaking offensively, with our offensive line and our running back group. You know, I'm really pleased with those guys are doing. I think our running backs, we have great depth of position. I think they're really buying into, being part of a unit bigger than yourself. I think inherently, as a running back, you always want the ball in your hand, and you know, you're that type of guy. And those guys, we've talked about buying into being part of something, because we've got great depth of the spot. I think what we do offensively allows more than one guys or even two guys at times to be on the field together, which is good. And they bought into learning that and doing it. And I think then our offensive line, I mean, that's where we're going to hang our hat on. I think we've got good depth at the spot. We've got really good players at the spot. And, I just like where we're at with all those guys together. They bought into being a unit, being a group, and done a great job together.
And just to follow up, in terms of the running backs, I know that Matt does use multiple running backs than let's say Walt did. Is that, given that with the depth, does that make it easier to sort of keep kids, you know, in rhythm and fresh?
I mean, yeah, I think it does. And I think more than anything, it allows guys to like have excitement about knowing they have a role. You know, it's not just one guy on the field where, I mean, they're having to learn multiple spots, which is good. It keeps them engaged. It keeps them learning football, as well as knowing, you know, I mean, every guy, that's human nature. You want to be part of something, knowing you have a role in the game, a role in the team, to say, I'm going to go in and contribute in this way in the game. And what we do offensively, I think, really provides that for these guys to know that there's a lot of different ways they can help us.
Thanks.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your next question is from Bob Asmussen, Champaign News Gazette.
Hi, Coach. I know Trey Watson is going to join you. What can he mean to your team this fall?
Trey's been tremendous. I've been, you know, extremely happy with Trey, and I mean, he's got a great confidence about him. Obviously, he's an experienced player, which is great, especially the position he plays, and it's good to have that. And I mean, he's worked hard. He's put himself in a starting role, so we're expecting big things from him. And you know, he's in the starting spot for us right now.
Coach, you've got the Illinois coming there during the season. Well, that can kind of be kind of an odd deal for him, you think?
Pardon me, say that one more time.
You have Illinois coming there during the season. How will that be for Trey?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, I don't know. I mean, a football game is a football game. I think, obviously, with his ties and time spent there, that probably makes that game maybe a little different for him. You know, I'm sure it'll be maybe some different emotions and whatnot. But, you know, at the end of the day, that all kind of goes away once the ball is kicked off and you start playing. And obviously, that'll be a big game for us. And, you know, we look forward to it.
Thanks, Coach.
Yep.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star 1. Your next question is from Tim May, Columbus Dispatch.
Oh, thank you very much. Hi, Coach. I was wondering if you could explain maybe how y'all have embraced or have not embraced, whatever you want to call it, the early official visit situation, you know, that's allowed now, and where do you see that going?
Yeah, that's an interesting one. I don't know. I mean, we're kind of handling that on a case by case, individualized basis. I don't necessarily see the reason for having an official visit this early. I think if you realistically say you're going to bring a guy on an official visit right now, and then he's going to go make a decision in either December or February based on whenever he signs, I think there's a large amount of time in between. Where to me, the preference would be to hold a guy's official visit till later. And I think for us, we benefit from where we're located recruiting wise. A lot of the guys we recruit are within, you know, driving distance of our campus anyways. And so, I don't totally see the need for that. You know, I don't know. And it's an interesting way to do it. I understand move the signing date up. So that's why they changed the rule. But I still don't think it's necessary because I think guys can still take officials under the old rules after September 1st during the season, or you still have 3 weekends after the season to take an official. I'm not so sure, you know, we needed to change that part of it.
Thank you.
Yep.
We can take one last question for Coach.
And your final question is from Don Marcus, Baltimore Sun.
Hey, DJ, can you talk about the spring Max has had after the season, getting the experience he did last season?
Yeah, you know, I'm proud of Max. I mean, he's obviously had a bunch of reps due to the situation we have at quarterback, and he's done well with those, and I think he's really gained a lot of confidence because of those reps. I mean, you know, I'm proud of the way he's competed and learning a new offense. I think a lot of things we do maybe even suit him better, which will help him. And, you know, so, yeah, man, I'm looking forward to Max continuing to do well, competing as we go into camp in August. I mean, he's competing for a job.
Was there any, and just to follow up, was there any concern, you know, knowing that, you know, the two guys ahead of him from last year are expected back, was there any concern about him leaving at all?
Leaving? No, I don't, no. I mean, I think Max is, he's, you know, done a great job and been very invested in our program and you know, we're counting on him. I mean, I think Max is a guy that has enough confidence to say he's competing for that starting job. I know the perception outward, at least, as well, that, you know, the two guys coming back, once they get healthy, they're the guys. And, you know, we'll see. That'll all shake out as we get into camp. But this was a great opportunity for Max, 15 practices, to really be the guy and make his claim for the job. And I mean, that's the approach we've asked Max to take, and I think he did.
Thanks.
Coach, thank you for your time, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Okay. All right. Thank you.